This is Today in History, March the 9th. On this day in 1841, the U.S. Supreme Court in United States versus the Amistad ruled 7-1 in favor of a group of illegally enslaved Africans who were captured off the U.S. coast after seizing control of a Spanish schooner, La Amistad. The justices ruled that the Africans should be set free. On this day in 1862, during the Civil War, the ironclads USS Monitor and CSS Virginia clashed for 5 hours to a draw at Hampton Roads, Virginia. Also on this day in 1916, more than 400 Mexican raiders led by Pancho Villa attacked Columbus, New Mexico, killing 18 Americans. Also on this day in 1945, during World War II, U.S. B-29 bombers began launching incendiary bomb attacks against Tokyo, resulting in an estimated 100,000 deaths. In 1954, CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow critically reviewed Wisconsin Senator Joseph R. McCarthy's anti-communism campaign on See It Now.
The actions of the junior senator from Wisconsin have caused alarm and dismay amongst our allies abroad and given considerable comfort to our enemies. And whose fault is that? Not really his. He didn't create this situation of fear. He merely exploited it, and rather successfully. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. Good night, and good luck.
Also on this day in 1964, the U.S. Supreme Court in New York Times Company versus Sullivan raised the standard for public officials to prove they'd been libeled in their official capacity by news organizations. On this day in 1977, about a dozen armed Hanafi Muslims invaded three buildings in Washington, D.C., killing one person and taking more than 130 hostages. The siege ended 2 days later. And on this day in 1997, Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G., is killed in Los Angeles.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'll never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it, shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
If all publicity is good publicity, then New York-based Bad Boy Entertainment and Los Angeles-based Death Row Records got better publicity than they ever could have purchased as a result of the feud that broke out between the two companies in the mid-1990s. As the artists associated with the two hip-hop record labels traded taunts and insults on their records and on stage, the hip-hop press covered every twist and turn, and soon the mainstream media were breathlessly declaring a so-called bi-coastal rap war. The rivalry was incredibly good for business. It propelled Sean Puffy Combs' Bad Boy Entertainment and Marion Shug Knight's Death Row Records into the spotlight, selling millions upon millions of both labels' records in the process. But the East Coast versus West Coast beef also took the lives of two of hip-hop's biggest stars, Tupac Shakur and Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G. After dominating the hip-hop industry during years of record growth in the mid-1990s, that feud finally came to an end with the shooting death of Wallace on a crowded Los Angeles street on March 9, 1997.
Both communities are mourning the death of the rapper known as Notorious B.I.G.
He was only 24 years old, was just starting what was expected to be a promising career in music, but tonight it's only what could have been. Los Angeles police are investigating the shooting death of rapper Notorious B.I.G., also known as Biggie Smalls. He was gunned down early today. The rap star, whose real name is Christopher Wallace, had just left a Soul Train Awards party and was sitting in his car when a vehicle drove by and someone opened fire.
Christopher Wallace was a Brooklyn-based rapper whose 1994 album, Ready to Die, was largely responsible for making Bad Boy Records a success. On the night he was killed, Wallace was riding in the passenger seat of a GMC Suburban when a Toyota Land Cruiser pulled up alongside him at the corner of Wilshire Boulevard and Fairfax Avenue. The driver of the Land Cruiser opened fire on Wallace, fatally wounding him before speeding away. Dozens of eyewitness accounts allowed the Los Angeles Police Department to develop a detailed reconstruction of the shooting and a composite sketch of the gunman, but Wallace's murder remains unsolved more than a decade later. It was widely speculated that Wallace's killing was in some way related to the similar killing of Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas some 7 months earlier in similar physical circumstances. sentences. While no evidence has ever come to light of Wallace's involvement in Shakur's death, Shakur had publicly accused Wallace of involvement in a 1994 attempt on his life, an accusation that greatly escalated the East Coast-West Coast feud and made Wallace and Shakur into its most prominent participants. In the months following Christopher Wallace's death, the East Coast-West Coast feud may have faded away, but fan interest in its participants has not. Wallace's second and most successful studio album, Life After Death, was released less than 3 weeks after he died. Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G., killed in Los Angeles, March 9th, 1997, on this day in history.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys, get your money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby, baby.